I'm planting my flag. I'm not going to hold back. Maybe there's listeners that'll fall off because they get offended by something I say, but also I think it'll open up the world to 10 times, 100 times more listeners and create a lot more opportunities for the show and for the listeners. And a lot more, as the show expands, we're going to have a lot more guests coming on. And I just think it's going to be wonderful. And as things get restructured, I pretty much won't be under this huge, maybe imaginary leash that I foresaw with the regulatory entities. There's just a lot of things you're not allowed to say, but that's going to be changed. So it could be freed up to say whatever the heck I want. And I think it's going to create so much more value for the listeners. And this show will be, it's always been truthful without hyperbole, but now it's going to become fully authentic where I just don't hold back.
You're listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green. Please stay tuned to the end of the episode to hear boring yet important disclosures. Thank you.
Hi, this is Ken Green, the host of the Engineer of Finance podcast, and I have my awesome co-host here with me, Tammy B.
Hey, Ken. Happy to be here.
So today's podcast is Planting My Flag.
Oh, I love that. Tell us, what does that mean?
I'm planting my flag. And so I can tell you, my producer for the show, for a year or so in side conversation, I've flown out to see him, or he's come out to see me here in Reno. And we have these conversations. I mean, my gosh, if I could record, a lot of my meetings with permission of my clients, we record because I just want to make sure the notes are good. We don't miss anything. And it creates a lot of value for my clients. But if I could, and those recordings go away real quick once it's put in text format, because even poor notes are way better than our best memories. Boy, have I learned that. Especially, I got really good at taking notes when I was getting my engineering degrees because, like, oh my gosh. And I remember here I go on my tangents, but I remember at least a few homework assignments because my handwriting was poor and I wrote the equation wrong. I'm like, how in the world am I just so missing this? And I just see one of the teachers, I remember one distinctly, I think it was like structural analysis or strength materials for my civil engineering degree. I'm like, how the hell am I missing this? And then finally, after going round and round, I show them what I had in my notebook, the equation. And I don't know, it was like, I can't remember what it was, but I had some variable or something off, and that was it. And like, oh my gosh, I spent hours and hours just pounding my head on the table. Where if I just went in right here to someone else on the sidelines, I can see the tennis game. I've talked about this in numerous episodes in the past, where I just didn't know what I didn't know. And he comes in and sees this all, dude. It's just, you got this one piece off in your equation. I'm like, my gosh, dude. I mean, I probably say a few hours, it's probably hours and hours. And it's like, I can tell you, oh, wow, this goes a whole different direction already. but the biggest thing accelerated my learning in school was like, I just always liked studying by myself. I was very to myself. Was not a social person, and I didn't want to get into group study sessions for math or engineering, physics, or whatever. Right. Even though I was highly encouraged by mentors and the professors. And,
right.
But I didn't do it. And boy, was that painful for me when I was getting my electrical engineering degree. You know,
sure.
I mean, I remember one of my friends, he's a really smart mind, and he got his business degree, and he's smart, bachelor's in business. He's like, yeah, I looked into engineering. He's like, dude, one of my friends and his fraternity, he's like, this is like the smartest guy I know. And he was working his ass off. I was like, dude, I am not doing that. I'm going to enjoy college. And that guy's like studying and working nonstop. He had no life. I'm like, yep. Yeah, I understand. I remember my mom telling me during school, I don't know, I was like a sophomore or junior in college. And she was telling me, that college is like the best memories in her life. And I'm like, really? This is the best memory of my life. Just kill me now. So kill me now. But anyway, when I went back to school, I got my E degree. I'm working. I was designing electronic condition systems. And I went over to the telephone company. I was the outside plant design manager. And, almost 5 years of that company, I just couldn't stand. It's like, my gosh, we really have to have 5-6 meetings a day. Just a bunch of finger pointing sessions. It was just like, it was too much for me. It wasn't. So I, and then that's when I went in to go do my become a civil engineer. I mean, there's a lot of land development and construction. I'm sure I've talked about this in the past, at least one episode, where I had this opportunity to, they just need civil engineers. And I talked to some of my friends that are civils that weren't happy with their job, and but they just didn't want to leave, right? Because it was a good deal at the telephone company. I mean, they're making great income, and it was a great knowledge from within. And but they weren't that happy at the time. But anyway, they couldn't find any civils. Like, you know what? I'm an EE. I can figure that out. I'll work for you. And so my mom thought I was crazy because I took a pretty substantial pay cut because they were believing in me and I was believing in them. And I just really just wanted that education. I really want to learn land development and all those pieces and civil improvements. And then I signed up and found out, the Board of Engineers, there's a misunderstanding. They weren't going to count any of my time as electrical engineer to the civil discipline, which, you know, makes sense, but that's not what they told me. I'm like, hey, boss, guys, you just hired me. And I know you want me to get my professional engineering license as soon as possible. So, you know, essentially you just put your whole, you're really putting your whole life on the line if you screw up once you start stamping all these designs, and there's an incredible amount of responsibility and liability. So anyway, I was like, it was really fun. Like a week in, I go, hey, bosses, I just found out that I have to go get my, the fastest way for me to get my professional engineering license, I'm going to go back to school and get my civil. But so I came with the problem and I said, but here's the solution. I'm going to work my ass off for the next 2 years. I'm going to work 50 to 60. Well, it was more like, I'm going to work full time, which turned out to be typically about 50 hours a week, 40 to 50. Sometimes it would get really extreme. And I'm going to go back and get my Bachelor of Science in Civil too. And so I'll just work, literally 3 months straight.
Right.
Wow. Right. I'll be here Saturdays, Sundays. I'll come in at 5 a.m. One time, one of my bosses came in and said, man, you really are here at 5 a.m.
Wow.
You know, it's like, yeah, I told you I'd be here. And I stayed late at night. And so one of the semesters, I think it was all civil engineering courses, like 14 credits. And I'm working 50 hours. I think it was more than that. Jeez. I never paid attention to the time. I just wanted to get it done, not let anyone down. And it's just such a phenomenal education working and learning from great engineers and other PEs, but also just drop my glasses. That's good. And hopefully they just take out the mic, but also, in the school, it's just such a phenomenal education in civil at the university here in Reno, Nevada.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, I don't know how I went there, but when I went back, boy, this is a whole long story. Just get to the point.
It's cool though. Keep going.
I knew exactly what my purpose was. And so even though I was just a machine, work and school, where when I was getting my electrical, all I did was doing school. I wasn't working. And I was like, oh, I don't have time. I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. Now it's like, yeah, right. I had a very strong hyper-focus what I wanted to accomplish. I wanted to get that degree as fast as possible so I could take the professional engineering exams and get my license. And so I had a purpose and I just did it. I mean, it's amazing how much easier school was when I went to every class. It was amazing that when I had to do the grind first and learn it for myself and study, but be humble enough that when I got stuck, then I was working with some really good students. You know, we would meet up and we would learn and someone from the side is like, oh, dude, you're just missing this piece and vice versa. And
it's right.
Oh my gosh, this has just made my life so much easier. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Even though I was told this years ago to do this when I was getting my electrical engineering degree to do this, I didn't because of being shy, not want to look silly or be embarrassed. I didn't know everything. It's just amazing all the crap that holds us back.
Absolutely.
But because I had that purpose, because I didn't want to, I mean, dude, I'm 2 years of this crap is enough and working 50 hours straight. I remember this, I get invited to this, we had a work Christmas party. And so I invited one girl to come with me and she was really nice and sweet. And I said, hey, I had such a great time. School starts again. And so I won't be able to talk to you and I'll just give you a call the next 3 months. Now I literally meant it that way. And so
it's awesome.
School ends 3 months later. So dude, what is wrong with you? You're like crazy. but that's what I meant. And I was serious. Like one of my best friends was like three houses up. In Northwest Reno, and I didn't see him till breaks, So today's episode is playing my flag. I've got a lot of things behind the scenes. It takes time, you know, attorney structuring, et cetera. But I got really fun announcements. It's going to occur real quick. I hope, well, quick. I mean, hopefully in a few weeks, but I'm planting my flag. And the whole point of this is that I was at a phenomenal workshop last weekend, and boy, did I learn a lot. And it's just really quite, I mean, the areas I never wanted to study when I was getting my degrees is I had no interest in psychology. I had no interest in philosophy. I had no interest in all these classes that kept saying how America sucked, right? That's really the only part I resented with the university.
I bet.
Is that I wanted to study all these history and all these countries, and there's always like great things and bad things. And we learn from both.
Yeah.
We don't repeat them.
I love that.
But we do repeat them. And it's like, gosh, man, it's like, I mean, I'm taking all these classes to learn about different cultures, and all it was like how, you know, Europeans and white men destroy the world.
Yeah.
And I'm all, really? I mean, I understand that perspective, but also really? So, I mean, that was like over 10 years ago, and it's accelerated in certain ways. But I absolutely, my point is that, you know, actually you probably just heard me cuss a little bit. And I don't want to do that because I really want a lot of children to have the ability to listen to the show. And so I will hold back that way. Mm-hmm. But one thing I really discovered about, I mean, I really give it to people straight.
Yep.
And so and as my wife can attest to, which you know, my beautiful wife.
I do. And she is beautiful.
Yeah. So as she can attest, I mean, and my daughter and my son and all my brothers and my parents, right? That, you know, I don't, if I think the other person on the side is going to hear and listen, I just take it straight. I give it straight because it's going to make a difference. I don't BS, and I'm not going to, I'm not into hyperbole or vapid conversations. It doesn't make sense to me. But one area that, and this was, goes back to my producer a year ago, he says, dude, you just got to stop holding back.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't know what he meant by that. And the part where I felt like I haven't been fully authentic. So I want to say not truthful. I have been truthful, but I haven't shared everything because of my fears of the Security Exchange Commission.
Yeah.
Because of my fear of the different state securities divisions, like they might not find me so funny.
Right.
Something I said might be misunderstood.
Right.
And my fear of this cancel culture that, because I say something, but the way they interpret it, it could shut me down, right? I just, all that fear.
Right.
And I'm not this big, tough person, but this is feedback from others. I'm really driven and I am, I'm not bragging. I am tough.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, not so tough in the fact that I was, you know, fearful for my family, fear for something. It's like, whatever. That's just my stuff in my head. I hope we'll find out. We'll find out to see, but I'm planting my flag. I'm not going to hold back.
Right.
And, so it'll be fun. And that's what today's episode is about, with a whole story in between. I don't know where I went there other than, thank God for all the mentors around me. I mean, if you want to just flat out accelerate whatever you want to accomplish, I don't care if it's with your money, protection, you know, creating your companies, if that's what you're into, or accelerating your career. I can, a lot of areas I did so well when I was engineering full time was that, same thing when I was, electrical engineering. It was a company called Mallory Ignitions, which was acquired years ago, is that, it's one thing to do designs. And then also there's like Ersen cams, and there's like the mechanical engineering side there too. It's one thing to design it, but then you go out into the manufacturing and you got all these CNC machines and these fabricators.
Mm-hmm.
So an engineer can make it look good on the modeling and on paperwork, but then you go into the back and it's like, yeah, this looks pretty, but dude, there's no freaking way we can do this.
Right.
So I always thought the best engineers, one of my roommates, mechanical engineer, I haven't seen him forever, but I was like, man, he is going to be such a phenomenal engineer because A, he's a brilliant mind, but also he fabricated all throughout high school and college in the summers. So he had all that fabrication and applying all that knowledge. He saw things that were blind to most engineers and vice versa. I mean, so engineering, I go out to the construction site a lot. And of course, all the construction guys, oh, look at the ding dong engineer. And it's like, guys, I'm going to learn a whole boatload. I already know that what But a lot of engineers aren't that humble. You know, they have it and there's an ego thing there. It's like, that's perfect. But yeah, these guys have been doing construction forever. They know how it looks good on paper, but in practicality, it's not going to come into play. And right. So that whole tangent was that when you open yourself up to blind spots and you have people that are going to see things in a way different light, that's how you just greatly accelerate things.
Right.
I mean, forever I studied options and derivatives and trading the markets back, you know, early 2000s. And I just sought out the best mentors in the country so I could learn it and see where I was, what I just didn't know that I didn't know. And yeah. it was phenomenal for me. But then also what's fascinating too is that there are specific things they said don't do, and I didn't listen to them. And I just had to experience the pain myself. So it's one thing to get all that knowledge, but until you go out and apply it, you just don't know.
Right.
And so that was the whole point of the tangent. But this episode is, there'll be more tangents. I crave to be, I might have mentioned a long time ago, I told my producer, you know, scared to death of my first monologue, my first pilot episode, is that I want this show and it's going to really expand, but I want the Engineer of Finance podcast to rise to the level of Joe Rogan's podcast.
I love it.
Now, he's a way different personality, but we watch and listen to him, his discussions, his conversations. He does not come in with any type of agenda. He's very kind. He'll challenge people, but I just think he's such a phenomenal podcaster because the conversations he has are, he's just open to hearing everything.
Yeah.
Hearing.
Yeah.
And so that's the goal for this. And he doesn't hold back. It's like, oh my gosh, I can't get away with saying that stuff. But you know what? I could. But in my own humor and the only way I see things. And so I'm planting my flag. I'm not going to hold back. Maybe there's listeners that'll fall off because they get offended by something I say. But also, I think it'll open up the world to 10 times, 100 times more listeners and create a lot more opportunities for the show and for the listeners. And a lot more as the show expands, we're going to have a lot more guests coming on. And I just think it's going to be wonderful. And as things get restructured, I pretty much won't be under this huge, maybe imaginary leash that I foresaw with the regulatory entities. There's just a lot of things you're not allowed to say, but that's going to be changed. So it could be freed up to say whatever the heck I want. And I think it's going to create so much more value for the listeners. And this show will be, it's always been truthful without hyperbole. But now it's going to become fully authentic where I just don't hold back. And I just can't wait to see how the show grows. And that's today's episode. And I pretty much just talked, Tammy.
I love it.
Let you talk.
That's okay.
But I'll let you wrap it up. I'm planting my flag.
The thought that came to me that I just really wanted to share is because you're planting your flag, it gives your listeners and your guests permission to do the same. And that's where you were talking about that we're better together concept. When we open ourselves up to someone else who might see what we cannot see that's in our blind side, that's how we move together better.
Yeah, it's just, thank you. Yeah, I mean, any type of civil improvement sets I did, I always had other engineers look at it to see if I wasn't seeing, and vice versa. I mean, those are good signs. That's how you just do great work, is you have other eyes.
Yeah.
My wife started, when she first started dating me and I was getting this boat built, she's like, why do you want my opinion? Is it because you see things from a different side? So why do you care what colors? And I just want to hear what you have to say. And yeah. I asked all my brothers, and I asked my parents, and I asked my friends. And so with that collaboration, you know, and them giving back, plus they really enjoyed it because they all got to hang out in the boat. They helped design, right? And lay right. out. And it's like, but when you have all these people coming in, you do a lot of the study yourself, but then you start bringing those people in to come mentor and you pull you along. It's just incredible. And this show is just going to become more and more of a financial playground for everyone to listen to and learn from. And I'm just going to have all these different people with all these different backgrounds and skill sets over the next year coming on the show. And we'll be planting our flag and we're not going to hold back on our thinking and our opinions because we're fearful that we might look silly or bad or someone.
Absolutely. I love that.
Thank you.
Fearless. I mean,
planting our flag, fearless, and just incredible opportunities are going to present themselves for the show and for all the listeners. And I'm so grateful for everyone who listens to the show. Thank you so much, Tammy B, for being such an incredible co-host with me for all these years and holding my hand. And It's been such a blast. And I just can't wait to see what happens for next week. Thank you, all the listeners. Thank you for all my clients that work with me. And anyone wants to, that's new to this show and you want to learn more about how I think and how I see things, please go to my website, engineerofinance.com. You got a question? Schedule a 15-minute time to talk and chat and see how I can point you in the right direction. See who I can point you to that can help. And that's it. Tammy B, you're awesome. All your listeners, thank you so much. I love doing the show. I can't wait to see how it grows and grows and what it becomes over the next year. And I look forward to next week's episode. Thank you.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered investment advice. The content is intended for United States audiences only. Opinions expressed are as of the date of this publication, and such opinions are subject to change. Green Financial and Insurance Services Limited, Green, is not responsible for any trading decisions, damages, or other claimed losses resulting from or related to the content presented. Green makes no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information presented. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Forecasts are not a reliable indicator of future results. Investors should be aware of the risks associated with investing. All investments are subject to investment risk, including possible loss of capital. Investors should seriously consider if an investment is suitable for them by referencing their own financial position, investment objectives, and risk profile. Consult with a qualified financial advisor as necessary before making any investment decisions. Thank you for listening to the Engineer of Finance podcast with Ken Green.